Well, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is long. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Diogenes Smith left town rather suddenly yesterday when he learned that Lum had talked to a detective on his pamphlet-delivering journey to Hot Springs. Before leaving, he placed Lum in full authority of all his activities in Pine Ridge and said that he would probably be back in about a week. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Well, morning, Lum. Ain't you getting down sort of late this morning? Hey, doggies, wait a minute. What you carrying a lantern for?
Wonderful world, my good and faithful Abner.
Huh?
I trust everything satisfactory this golden morning, my trustworthy harbingers of some or other.
What in the world's the matter with you, Lum? Are you sick?
Of course not.
Well, your voice sounds awful funny.
Abner, there ain't nothing wrong with my voice. All us fellers that spreads the golden words of honesty into the darkened corners of the universe talks this way.
Hey, doggies, Lum, you sound something like Diogenes, you know it?
Why, of course I do. That's the whole idea, Abner. Don't forget, I'm running this whole honesty business now. Diogenes left me in full charge.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So that's why you're carrying a lantern, huh?
Why, naturally.
Oh, I thought at first you were just trying to be like Cedric.
Cedric?
Yeah.
Now listen, Abner, don't compare me and Cedric together.
Huh?
He just goes around trying to imitate Diogenes, but I'm the real genuine thing. Full authority is what I got.
Yeah.
I might even pass some kind of a law that'll make it illegal for anybody but me to carry a lantern.
Pass a law? Can you do that all by yourself?
Well, sure, that's what full authority means.
Might
pass another law changing my legal name to Diogenes Edwards. I don't know.
Oh, well, you just have to change it right back, Lum. Diogenes said he's just going to be gone for about a week.
I know, but I want everything to be run right while he's gone. I might change your name, too, Abner.
My name?
I'm going to start calling you Harold.
Harold?
Yeah, that's what Diogenes always call me. His good and faithful herald of the message of truth.
Oh.
I don't know where you ever got that name from me. It sounded sort of good. So that's what I'm going to call you while I'm in full charge.
Harold. Harold Peabody.
Yeah.
Doggies. I believe I like that, Lum. Mr. and Mrs. Harold Peabody and daughter Pearl went to Cherry Hill Saturday to visit relays. That sounds good, don't it?
Yeah, it sounded better when Diogenes said it, though.
You know, I never did much like that name of Abner. Sounds like it belongs to some feller in a little bitty town instead of me. I always sort of like the name of Charlie.
Charlie?
Yeah, or Frank. I like that, too. Facts is, I believe I like Frank better than Harold. How about calling me Frank Peabody, Lum?
No, it's got to be Harold.
Well, I sure would love to have you change it to Frank. That's the name of my favorite uncle. Uncle Frank, we called him.
Well, that's odd. He's your uncle and his name's Frank, so you call him Uncle Frank.
Yeah.
I don't know how you ever come to call him that.
I don't either. Doggies, I used to have the time of my life visiting down there at his place. Recollect he had a great big dog, and he named him Frank after himself.
You mean they're both named Frank?
Yeah. You ought to have been around there when Uncle Frank's woman would call him to supper. She'd stick her head out the back door and holler, "Supper's ready, Frank." I'd dog it, him and that dog had just come running. The dog was generally in the lead, though.
Oh, natural.
That's how come he got to be so skinny.
Dog was pretty skinny, huh?
No, Uncle Frank.
Huh?
He never could beat out that dog. That Frank was an awful good runner, too, I recollect. He was a squirrel hunter.
Your uncle was a squirrel hunter?
No, the dog. Well, Uncle Frank was a squirrel hunter, too. He loved to hunt squirrels. So it's come to think about it, him and that dog was an awful lot alike, you know it? Both of them had the same color eyes, and they both liked to sit around and sleep in the shade during the daytime.
Mm.
Of course, there was one difference, though. Frank had one awful bad habit.
You did, huh?
Yeah, it made Frank's woman mad, too. She'd sit up all night long in the backyard barking and howling.
Your uncle would do that?
No, that was a dog that done that. In fact, as long as I've known Uncle Frank, I never heard him bark at night.
Well, when does he do his barking? In the daytime?
Huh? In the daytime?
Well, forget about it.
Did you ever hear him bark in the daytime?
Of course not.
Well, what give you that idea then?
I was just joshing you, Abner.
Well, now, if you heard him, Mom, I wish you'd come right out and tell me, because if it's the truth, why...
I never heard him bark no time, so stop worrying.
Oh, I never did neither.
Now, let's not discuss it no further. Fact is, I'm sick and tired of hearing about Frank.
Which Frank? My uncle or the dog?
The dog. I mean, both of them.
Oh.
All I want you to do is concentrate on the name Harold, because that's who your name's going to be. And if you show yourself to be a good and faithful messenger, the harbinger of honesty and kindness and stuff, I might send you to Hot Springs with a package of pamphlets.
Well, good for me. Will I have to know that secret password, light the lantern, friend?
Yeah, I'll even tell you that. But not until just before I send you on the trip. I don't want you blabbing it all over town.
Oh, I won't. I'll just take the pamphlet and... Now, wait a minute, Mom. You ain't got no pamphlets to give me. And Dodge and he's left the feed room all locked up so you can't get in there to print no more.
Yeah, I know, but I sort of figured on getting me a small printing press to use until Dodge and he's gets back. I'll print my own pamphlets.
Where are you going to get a printing press?
I seen one advertised in a magazine that I can get for just selling 10 subscriptions to the magazine.
Well?
There was a picture of it. It looked pretty good, too.
Did, huh?
Called the Happy Time Printing Press or something like that. Anyway, I can print up some pamphlets.
Wait a minute, there comes Cedric up out there along.
Is he still carrying his lantern?
Oh, yes, he won't go no place out there. All right, doggies, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look there, he's carrying two lanterns now.
For goodness sakes. Now I'll have to pass two laws to keep him from carrying.
Mind out, here he comes.
Wonderful world, Mr. Lum. Wonderful world, Mr. Ebner.
Wonderful world, Cedric.
How are my good and faithful hamburgers of printed words today?
Doggies, are you talking that way too, Cedric?
Here, Small. Mr. Dodge and he's told me to carry on his work for him while he's gone.
Well?
Did he actually tell you that, Cedric? Yes, Mom. He even give me his lantern to carry for him till he gets back. I sure got my hands full now, too, carrying both his and mine.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He told me not to never let the light go out in the lantern, and I won't neither.
Well?
Just a minute, Cedric. When did Dodge and he's tell you all this?
Yesterday, on the way to catch the train, I drove him in there in my car, and he said I was a good boy and I ought to win that $10,000 honesty prize.
Well, you drove him to the county seat, huh?
Yes, Mom. Or that is, I drove him further than that, even. He went on to Hatfield to catch the train.
Hatfield?
Yes, Mom. He didn't want to get on the train there at the county seat. I forget why. So he asked me where the next station was, and that's how come me to drive on to Hatfield there.
Well?
He gave me a $10 bill for it, too.
$10?
Yes, Mom.
Well, that's awful thoughty of him.
But he dropped his keys in the car, the keys to his workshop back there in the feed room.
Dropped them in the car?
Yes, Mom, right there in the seat. And I hollered after him, but he's in such a big rush, I reckon he never heard me.
Oh, well, you better keep them in a good, safe place for him until he gets back, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Well, I guess I better be going. Got to spread the word of honest and kind to all the corners that's dark and stuff.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Cedric. You better leave them lanterns here.
Mom?
Dodge and he's left me in full charge of everything, Cedric. And from now on, I'm the only fellow that's going to carry a lantern. Do you understand?
Well, Mr. Dodge and he said I was supposed to carry it. I'm supposed to do all his work for him.
No, you ain't, Cedric. That's a mistake. Dodge and he's never actually meant that. Because he told me I was in full authority while he's gone. Abner heard him say it too, didn't you, Abner?
Well, yeah, he did say that, Cedric.
Well, I don't care. He told me I was supposed to spread the words for him. And doggone it, I'm going to do it, too.
Now, Cedric, that ain't no altitude for you to take. This is a big importance job, and it needs an older head than yours. So from now on, you take your orders from me. Do what I say, or I'll have to make a bad report of you to Diogenes. I'm in full charge of everything. Remember that,
Cedric. Mom, that was our ring, I believe.
Oh, well, just a minute, Cedric. I ain't done talking to you yet.
Sit down, Cedric. Sit down.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. Diogenes Eddard's talking. Wonderful world.
That's his new name, Cedric. Mine's Harold.
Oh, hello, Sister Sampson. What can we do for you?
You can call me Frank.
Why, yes, of course I knowed he was gone.
After my uncle knocked the door.
Well, I reckon it was sort of a surprise to you. I didn't know it myself that he's gone until just before he left.
That dog hated snow.
Who's what?
Made his ears cold.
Well, who do you suppose would be in charge of his affairs while he's gone?
Turn on three legs.
He told me I'm in for... Huh?
One paw over his ear all the time.
Oh, he did. Well, he'll be back in about a week, Sister Sampson, but I'm sure he...
Pull that paw up.
Yeah, but Sister Sampson, I know, but... Well, listen, Sister Sampson, I ain't exactly in full charge. Cedric's really the one that Dodge and he's left in charge. I'll send him right over there. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. Not at all, not at all. Wonderful world.
Dog Islam, I thought you said...
Yes, Sheriff Abner. Cedric, Sister Sampson wants to see you right away on some business for Dodge and he's. You can be in charge for today.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll get right over there, man. Hand me my other lantern there, Mr. Abner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Much obliged.
Yeah.
Wonderful world.
Wonderful world.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, it's what come over you, Long. I thought you was in full charge of everything.
Well, fellow oughtn't to be selfish about them things, Abner.
Huh?
Diogenes wants us to be generous and friendly, you know.
Oh, yeah. What did Sister Sampson want, Mom?
Oh, nothing much.
Well, what was it?
Oh, nothing important. Diogenes just forgot to pay his room rent before he left, and she wants it right away.